Deer season about over with, y'all. Everybody get their deer? Anybody get a deer you can't tell nobody about? You know, sometimes it happens, I hear. Yeah. So, look, there's nothing better than a testimony. We talked about that yesterday. And so, you know, when I tell on myself, and so I don't have to tell a joke because I am a joke. on things I do. And I don't use my head sometimes. So, talking about deer season, I had the idea. Notice I said I had the idea. That's where I went wrong. So, I had a sermon that God put on my mind. I said, okay, I'm going to do this sermon. And I told y'all a bunch of times, he changes our minds all the time. He's just whatever. So, I had a sermon to go. So, I said, okay, I got that behind me. So, now I can go to the deer lease and finish the week of hunting. So, I'm sitting in the deer stand the first morning. God said, what are you going to do for a sermon? Anyway, just through prayer and stuff, you know, I was like. So, he changed my mind. He changed my mind. I was okay. So, now I'm in the deer stand. Probably I didn't see nothing. So, now I got to put a sermon together. So, I'm getting it all together. So, about Wednesday, I had it done, had the thoughts. And I said, okay, we're good to go. Thursday, what are you going to do for a sermon? And so I think God sometimes, he has fun. And I said, well, so I packed up Friday and come home. And then, so I spent Saturday working on a sermon. Hopefully I can use a mother's some point, you know. But not that y'all need to hear all that. 2 Corinthians 5:17, that's where we're going to be at today. We're going to focus on one thing. We got a new year, new beginnings. And just so happens, we got a baptism at the end of service today, a young man. What better way to start off a year? And kicking around a little bit, what we, talking about testimonies. You know, in all last year and stuff, y'all heard me preach a lot about obedience. You know, we're all called, and that still holds true. Nothing's changed. We're going to kind of transition, and so what does that turn into? What does answering God's call? What does being obedient to God? What's that look like? What should it look like? And so we're going to focus on that when we get into it here a little bit. And I'm going to go a little different angle than I usually go. Imagine that. So we're going to discuss some brief things, and then we're going to break down that scripture before we leave today, 2 Corinthians 5:17. I had a thought just left me. But we're going to cover new creation in Christ. Notice that, in Christ. Let me back up. That's what left me. There's only one man that walked the face of this earth that was perfect. And he went to that cross and died for you and I. So we can have the opportunity to share his glory. Okay? So let's keep that in mind. So when you go through life, like the song she sang a while ago, are you the same? And so what do you look like when you're here at church? What do you look like when you're at home? I'm talking about the outward appearance, you know, the inward, what's in your heart. When you're at work, and so are you Christ-like? Are you that new creation? You know, it's not like a light switch. You can't just turn it on and off, or you shouldn't. And so if you're going to be in the presence of the Lord and reflect him, be his ambassador, you have to live it all the time. All the time. You have to reflect Christ. You know, we talked in the men's breakfast yesterday. God chose us to be his vessels to get his word out. He chose us. And he didn't have to. He could have done whatever he wanted to. He is our creator. So let me, 2 Corinthians 5:17. There's Bibles if y'all, there it is. We got it. Therefore, that's a strong word there. Therefore, if any is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here. And I didn't plan this. I knew we're having a baptism today, but that new creation, that old is gone and new and stuff, we're going to make that transition into what that means and what baptism represents. So we'll talk about that. So first of all, we got to talk about the foundation of God's promise and renewal, which I got to read some other scriptures. You ain't got to look them up. We can focus on that one, but I got one scripture I want to read. Isaiah, Old Testament. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do not perceive it. I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. God actively creates new paths. And it boils down to choice. You know, He's there for you, but you got to make the choice. But the former things are gone. At some point before you accepted Christ, before you received Christ, and you might not necessarily have been what society calls a bad person, but you didn't have Christ in your life. You weren't His ambassador. You weren't representing Him. Or maybe you was a bad person. Either way, when you accept Christ, that past is behind you. Don't dwell on it. Now that's hard to do, isn't it? That's hard to do. It's harder to do, especially, we talked about this, when other people like to bring that up. You know, and it's true, but jokingly, I made a statement. I was born and raised in this community. A lot of y'all seen me coming up. I'm glad you don't talk too much about it. But don't hang up on the past. We're living right now in the moment for Christ. What are you doing right now for Christ? The moment you accept Christ, you move forward and throw all that junk behind you. Don't dwell on it. You can't change the past, and we know that. We can't change the past. You know, I used to squeeze the toothpaste in the middle up until I learned that you shouldn't do that. You got to go from the bottom. You know, I was a bad person. At least somebody laughed. You know, y'all a hard crowd. Y'all always, look here, I've been here a year. Very seldom do I get some laughs. That's okay, though. I keep telling them it's funny to me, I guess. All right. God promises to restore what was lost and ruined. He'll restore you. He'll fix you, but in our terms. He'll fix you right on up. If you let him. I keep reverting back. You have to make a choice, first of all, to follow Christ. And then you have to be active. You have to be what Charlie in Bible study. I'll tell you, Bible studies, you pick up a lot of stuff. And stuff. There's no retirement plan in Christianity. Amen. Until He calls you home. I don't care. We got a young man today going to be baptized, and we got some older people. There's no retirement. You focus on Christ all the way to home. Yep. All the way. So that's your foundation. What's your response? He set the foundation for you. Now, what is your response? Buried with Christ through baptism to walk in the newness of life. That's Romans. And let me just set something clear real quick. Baptism, we're going to do in a minute, does not save you. Okay? It's an act of obedience in what God tells us to do and what it represents. Remember Christ died on the cross for us? Remember He got buried? And remember He come up out of there? Baptism? So. Ephesians tells you got to put off your old self, your corrupted desires, and put on the new self created in God's likeness. This old world is full of junk, and we all know that. We all probably been part of some of it, one way or the other. We got to get rid of that junk. I call it stuff. You know, y'all heard me say that before. Get rid of that stuff. Get rid of it. you accept Christ, let Him take over. Let Him guide you and lead you. But you got to build that relationship with Him. And I jokingly was talking about my deer hunting this week and stuff, and I'm not nothing special. But He let me know what He wants to do. And I told Him, yes, Lord, I'll do it. And that's what we got. That's how we got to respond. We can't doubt Him. He knows what's best for us, even if we don't know what's best for us. And we might not never know the result of what we're doing. But as long as we're doing what He tells you to do, you're in the right spot. Amen. And let me tell you another example. I just thought about it. We had a man come to men's breakfast yesterday. You can't make this up. He's from Cleveland, Texas. Never been here before. Never been to this church. 1 year ago, he was in Cleveland at a church. Y'all know Tom Lowe. Tom Lowe is a representative of the Voice of the Martyrs. He was speaking at that church a year ago. This man was turning in the process of getting his life turned around. Happened to be there. Made communication with Tom Lowe. Tom sent him a text and said, we got a men's breakfast at church. You ought to come join us. 1 year ago. The man never looked at it again. Friday night, he was watching a movie, and something come over him that God put on him, and he said, there's a church somewhere that has a men's breakfast. He flipped through his phone and found Tom Lowe's number, flipped through a year of texts and found it. He showed up. He got in his car Saturday morning and drove, didn't know nobody here, and showed up and ate the men's breakfast. Come to find out, he's deep into prison ministry. He got his life straight. He goes to the prison. He's a man of God. Amen. It's hard for us sometimes to get up and just go across the street to go to church. I mean, I'm just being honest. It is. There's a lot of times I turned over in the bed like, I'd rather stay right here. But you don't know when or where God's going to lay something on your heart, and you got to be there. You got to be there. So this is how you look. This is what our part. We need to refocus and look up to God. That's a simple concept. Just give it to God. But are you giving it to God? Or does other things, does the world take over? The flesh take over? Do you consult with God on a daily basis all the time? First, we talk a lot about that. The first thing you should do every morning when you wake up before your feet hit the floor is consult with God. Thank you, first of all. I got another day you gave me. Amen. And this is a hard one. I preached on this. I did a whole sermon on this one time. We're just going to briefly touch it. Cast all your worries on Him. For He cares for you. Oh, see, that's 1 Peter 5:7. He likes 1 Peter. I do too. Cast all. That's a command. Cast. You got to do it. Get rid of it. Throw that junk. Quit doing the same thing over and over and over, expecting a different result. That's the definition of insanity, by the way. Do it. Give it to Him. And I joke a lot about, if you go to jail every weekend, change what you're doing. I'm not accusing nobody in here of going to jail every weekend. I'm just throwing that out because it's funny, I guess. But whatever it is that's interfering with your relationship with God, get rid of it. Amen. Do something about it. For the men folks in here, man up. Ask for help. The church is designed, church is the body. We're having church right now. Not because we're in the church building, but because we got a congregation of people, two or more in my name. Okay? Here's the church. Here's your help. There's somebody in here that can relate to what you're going through. or not in here somewhere else. There's somebody that can relate to what you're going through and help you get through that situation. Don't let pride interfere with your relationship with God. Do something about it. Well, leaves my next. Stop repeating the same mistakes. Don't go back to old patterns. Embrace God's power for self-control. Self-control. But notice you got to give it to Christ first. Then the self-control comes with it. The source of new beginnings is God. Isaiah 40 tells us God, the everlasting creator, never faints or grows weary. I don't care where you're at on this earth, what hole you done dug up in and hid, God's there. Now you have to reach to him, reach out to him. He's there. I heard a preacher say one time, he's there at the bar too when you're falling off the bar stool. So reach out to him. You know, we got this. I'm going to put that to the side. So, look, I'm big on traditions. We always done it that way. Okay, if it's God's way, I agree with it. Okay? You can have fun and be a Christian. There's a big misconception out there that we can't do nothing. All we got to do is go to church and go home. No. We can have fun. Amen. You can do what you love. As long as you put God first. Amen. His kingdom comes first. Put God first and all the others will fall right in place. Whatever you love to do. There's nothing wrong with deer hunting. But if you put it before God, it is. Whatever your thing is, fishing, hunting, whatever. As long as it don't interfere with your relationship with God, you're okay. You can do that. You can do stuff with other people. And the main thing is, when you do stuff, hang out with people, you're a witness to them. Just the way you carry yourself. You might not necessarily do the things that they're doing, but you can be there. You can be a witness. You can carry it to them. When Jesus walked this earth, there's at least a couple of examples where he went to the outcast people first, because they're the one needed him. You know, it's easy to hang together in our little groups, it is, but we need to get out there and spread the word. God is the builder of all things, capable of creating something new. He created you. If you let him, he can transform you into anything that lines up with him. He can do it. Second Corinthians 5:17, what we've been on. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is new in creation. The old is gone, the new has come. Focus on a complete shift of identity from old sinful ways to a new life in God, where past sin is dealt with. He dealt with it. He took care of it. He paid your debt. He done it. I don't know how to put it. I'm kind of thinking a bunch of ways to say it, but he did it for you. Okay? That past is paid for. I'm trying to stand up straight better. There we go. Sorry. My posture's bad. I catch myself slumping. Focusing on a complete shift of identity from the old sins, life in God, where past sin is dealt with, and fresh purpose. What's your purpose? Oh, I don't know. God ain't told me nothing. Well, you ain't listening. You hadn't gave him the opportunity to work in your life. Each and every one of us in here has some kind, one way or other, a calling to do something. Matthew 28, what's it tell us to do? Go. Don't say come back. You may come back. You may or you may not. It says go. You're going to establish a new way of living that reflects His will and eternal values. Let me tell you the beauty of it. If you're truly a Christian, you accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior. From that point on, you're living in eternity. That point on. You're walking through this phase right now, through this life, working on what He has you to do, what He wants you to do, then you're going to step right on into glory. Amen. Eternal life with Him. The condition. We're going to break down the scripture and I'll be done. I'll shut up. We can just, Chase, it won't be long. So the condition, if anyone is in Christ, refer to the genuine faith and union with Christ. Union, you know what that means? A relationship. Connected. One. Together. Do you notice, all through Scripture, Jesus Himself, we are brothers and sisters in Christ. We're in that adopted family. That should mean something to you. That should mean a lot. He allows us to come into, through Him, through God, to be adopted into the family of God as brothers and sisters in Christ. I got one sister. I don't need another plan. I got to pick at her sometimes. It signifies a spiritual connection where one is identified with Christ's death. Don't forget the second part. Resurrection. He defeated death. He defeated sin. He defeated all that. The result are your new creation. You're not just improved. I know some of y'all around here need a little improvement. Just joking. But entirely new, a work of God, a creation. Now you might be broke down and stumbling around on this earth as time goes on, but it doesn't matter. You're a new creation in Him. You step right into glory. Hallelujah. We should be jumping for joy. Notice I said jumping with joy, not jumping, jumping with joy. What He really done for us. Sometimes I don't think we get a watered down version of it in society. I believe in Jesus. Yeah, so does Satan and his demons. The old has gone, the new has come. The old sinful way, the old companions, worldly standards, self-centered purposes, all that. I always say, take the I out of it. I'm going to do this. I do this. I did this. I. Take that out. As long as God puts you there, then yeah. As long as He is your guidance, it's okay. Then you're going to, when you're part of that, you're going to have His perspective, His purposes, His agenda. So here's, I know you asked a good thing, y'all asked a good question. So how do I learn all that? How do I know what His purpose is? Have a relationship with God by prayer, communication with Him, Bible, read your Bible. Don't even memorize it. Wouldn't hurt if you did, but you don't have to memorize it. I don't know if anybody ever has, but it's a living Word of God. You can read it. I don't care how many times you have received. If you open your mind and heart to it, you'll receive something different every time. Amen. All right, not different necessarily, but add to. Build on it. That's how you build a relationship. Just keep adding to it, building. But you got to be in His Word. You got to study. You got to know what He's about. How are you going to be Christ-like if you don't know what Christ is like? Believers have died to their old selves and no longer live for the worldly pursuits. A new life in spirit replaces the old life. The old life lived according to the flesh. You're a brand new person. Creation, let me put it that way, in Christ. Let Him lead you. Let Him guide you. Be a part of His family. Be that brother and sister in Christ. We're going to do an invitation. If you don't have Christ, if you need Christ, if you haven't made that step yet, now's your opportunity. Do it where you're standing. Everybody stand. As the musicians come forward. Accept Him. Do what you need to do right where you're at. If you need to come up here, come up here. It's open house. Whatever you need to do, I don't care how you do it. You need to walk outside and get underneath that tree out there. If you think you need to do that, go do that. Whatever you need to do, if you need Christ, now's the time. Dear Heavenly Father, just thank You for this opportunity to hear Your word, Lord. Just thank You so much for everything You've done for us. And just be with this congregation, Lord. Just let us do our part. Just let us be obedient to You. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.